Down to 2 days before the real race begins. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. No time to worry about the start of a new year. There's a presidential campaign about to start, and I know you can't wait. What? You feel left out? You feel like all the action is in just a couple of states, and this is a pretty poor excuse for a democratic process? Well, I've heard that sentiment. We are all jealous of Iowa's power, aren't we? It's a place where caucusers are polled hourly to detect any shift, no matter how minute, or pollsters would check a voter's cholesterol if they thought it would affect who wins. You wish you were that important. Or do you? Do you really want to be an Iowan? Because there's a price to pay for being so important. The phone never stops. Pollsters, phone banks, robocalls, until you wish that just one mortgage lender would call again. And then, the morning after, when you're dropped like yesterday's girlfriend, and nobody asks you anymore what message you want to send, they start telling you what message you sent. And the promises the candidates made in January, do you really think anybody's going to remember them by November? Oh, but maybe these early states will be inconclusive. Maybe caucusers will turn everything on its head and give the also-rans a boost and the frontrunners a scare, and it'll keep happening in state after state after state, so the convention's a real convention. A convention where ordinary people, the same ordinary people we so admire during the caucus process, actually have to decide for themselves who would best represent the party, not based on some slick video, but on hard compromises and good old horse training. That's my New Year's wish. Come on, dream with me. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.